This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
the first dog. On January 20th, the pitter-patter of little paws will return to the White House. There hasn't been a first dog in nearly 4 years, but the tradition returns with the Bidens. Although little paws might not be accurate, considering the first dogs will be German Shepherds, and their paws lean on the larger side. Most presidents brought their dogs to live with them in the executive mansion. A trusty dog always seemed a natural accoutrement to a trustworthy chief executive. A president relies on trusted advisors and cabinet members, but when you just need someone to agree with you, well, there's nothing like a dog. A loyal dog is like a pair of old slippers. It should look comfortable around your feet, or natural under your desk, or running through the rose garden. President Franklin Roosevelt took his little Scottish Terrier Falla with him to state ceremonies and events. In 1944, he glibly chided his Republican opponents for making what he called libelous statements about his defenseless little dog. The father of our country, George Washington, had a whole pack of hounds. He even bred an English hunting dog with a French foxhound to create the American foxhound. Washington enjoyed 2 bottles of Madeira port wine a day, which might be why he named 4 of his dogs Taster, Tipsy, Tippler, and Drunkard. President Grover Cleveland loved his Cocker Spaniel named Gallagher. The pooch had a rich brown coat and a good head on his shoulders. He probably reminded Cleveland of a beer, which Cleveland also loved. President Calvin Coolidge enjoyed a tasty Rob Roy cocktail so much he named his collie after the drink. At least he didn't name it Tipsy like another president we know. Harry Truman is rumored to have said, "If you want a friend in Washington, get a dog." I guess he didn't need any friends because when a supporter gave him a Cocker Spaniel, he gave it to his family physician. Long before he became president, Senator Richard Nixon was accused of taking campaign funds. He went on television to defend himself. Sitting there with his family and their dog Checkers in his lap, he denied taking the money, although he did claim the dog was a campaign gift and that they had no intention of giving him back. Maybe it was Nixon's hangdog expression or snarly determination, but the public wolfed down that bowl of mush like hungry chow hounds. President Bill Clinton had his dog Buddy, and boy did he need a friend or buddy in Washington. George W. Bush had a dog named Spot. One wonders how long it took him to name the dog. I guess he didn't want to beat around the, Bush. The Obamas had 2 Portuguese water dogs, Bo and Sonny. President Obama really wasn't a dog kind of guy, but his daughters made him promise to get them a dog if he won the White House. The rest is history. Now Joe Biden is president-elect. His 2 German Shepherds, Major and Champ, are panting to claim their spot under the Resolute desk. Champ lived with the Bidens at the vice president's residence in the Naval Observatory across from the White House, so he has a little experience with executive lifestyles. I can understand why a president would want a dog by his side. When your political enemies sniff out every stupid thing you've ever said, your dog still thinks you're the smartest person in the world. When your family gets sick of defending your boneheaded gaffes, your dog hangs on to your every word. When the press whacks you on the backside with the morning newspaper, your furry buddy will carry that same paper to the trash bin. And when the hounds are nipping at your heels, well, your best friend stands firm right beside you. And if the world seems wildly unpredictable, all the president needs to do is look at his dog, and there he'll be, circling his fluffy throw rug 3 times before lying down, just like he always does.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. This is WLVR.